This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1843, Virtual Training versus In-Person Training by Riley Pierce of freeformfitness.ca. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, welcome back to another episode of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, today's article is actually a great topic. As more and more home fitness platforms are offering virtual training and coaching, it's important to know the pros and cons before making an investment like this. So with that, let's get right to today's article as we optimize your life. Virtual Training versus In-Person Training by Riley Pierce of freeformfitness.ca. Know their differences so you can choose the right offering for you. As the world is likely well settled into the virtual way of doing things, it's time to consider virtual training versus in-person training. How can you expect virtual training to differ from in-person training? We've come up with a definitive list of pros and cons to compare the two offerings. By the end of this article, you should feel confident in what style of training will suit your lifestyle. Virtual pro: work out wherever you are. Sometimes the commute to the gym takes too long. Sometimes you're out of town visiting family. When travel for work and vacation restarts, you may be away from the gym on an unpredictable schedule. With virtual training, all of these scenarios are no longer a barrier to meeting with your trainer. Sure, the equipment or space may vary, but a skilled personal trainer can work with any space and all equipment. Consistency is key when you're working towards a goal. In this case, virtual training versus in-person training means you can keep your training schedule consistent versus working it around your unpredictable schedule. This will lead to more consistent results. And who doesn't like consistently seeing results from their efforts? Virtual con: receiving feedback through a screen. It's great that you can work out wherever you are, but what about when you want to learn a new exercise? One of the many benefits of working with a personal trainer is that they can provide you with instant feedback on your technique. They can also provide specific cues to help you to perform exercises as safely as possible. An example of this would be the push-up. When you lower your body to do a push-up, you want to keep the body as rigid and straight as possible, so you move as one unit instead of the hips, head, and chest moving in three different parts. A trainer can catch this and poke or guide specific areas of the body to give you an external cue while working out. These external cues can be very helpful for people who find it difficult to connect the mind to the specific muscles. With that said, a skilled trainer will be aware of your individual fitness level and will only program exercises that are effective and safe for your current fitness level. This is why assessments and providing as much verbal feedback to your trainer as possible is important. Virtual pro: your program at your fingertips. Virtual training puts all elements of training online. It requires a trainer to provide absolutely every piece of necessary information to the client via the online training platform. This means that you'll see your workout program, your measurements, and any other important information on your phone, tablet, or laptop. For those of you who like to know what to expect from workouts or who like to check back to measurements, this is a great benefit to you. If you're someone who enjoyed a specific exercise from a past workout but can never remember, well, now you have it on hand. You can practice it and perfect it, and ultimately look forward to more exercises in your workouts. In this virtual training versus in-person training showdown, virtual training gives you greater access to your training data. you've always been able to request your programs and measurements from your trainer. In this case, however, they're delivered to you right away. Virtual con, technical difficulties. Ever hear the expression, technology is great when it works? This can be true and frustrating in virtual sessions. Sometimes the Wi-Fi cuts out or devices run out of battery. You can even get a call during your session, which will take you out of the zone. Virtual training is great when all of the technical pieces can fall together easily. Here are a few tips to avoid any technical difficulties. 1. Be sure that you're somewhere that has a reliable Wi-Fi connection, or you have enough data to support the session online. 2. Always charge your devices before the session, or have the devices plugged in and charging during the session. Streaming and video calls can use a lot of battery in a short period of time, so always be prepared for that. 3. To avoid getting unnecessary calls, put the training appointment in your work calendar so no one from work calls unless it's an absolute emergency. 4. You can also put your phone on Do Not Disturb mode. And 5. If you really don't want to be bothered, there's always airplane mode. This will allow you to keep Wi-Fi on, but turn off all other phone functions. Where there's a will, there's a way to make our devices work when we need them to. Virtual Pro. Work out when it suits your and your kids' schedule. Although our training sessions are efficient and just 30 minutes, sometimes the appointments available just don't work. You may have a newborn or kids that need someone home with them. Now you can work out when it works in your and their schedules. Not only will it suit your schedule, but you'll also be just a few steps away from the kids. Whether they're taking a nap or playing with friends, you can have the peace of mind that you're only a few steps away if they wake up or need your help. In this virtual training versus in-person training case, virtual training takes into account that kids' schedules are unpredictable. As a parent to young children, their needs come before yours 99% of the time. Virtual training lets you be available to them while also tending to your health. Virtual con, distractions. On that same note, sometimes having the dedicated gym space is exactly what you need. Getting out of the house or office and taking 30 minutes to really focus on yourself might be important to you. In this case, virtual training may add an element of unwelcome distraction to your training sessions. If you wanted to try virtual training, but worried about distractions, try to schedule sessions when the kids have a play date. Or if you have a partner or spouse, have them watch the kids so you can focus on your session. As a last resort, you can always schedule your calls in the evening after the kids have gone to bed. Virtual training is an exciting new way to train. It allows frequent travelers, new parents, and busy bees the opportunity to fit their sessions into their life in a way that works for them. You may have realized from this list that virtual training is not for you, and that's okay too. You just listened to the post titled Virtual Training versus In-Person Training by Riley Pierce of freeformfitness.ca. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Something else I'll mention is the cost. Now, I'll try and stay in my lane here and not steal any thunder away from another amazing podcast in our network, Optimal Finance Daily, but cost is something else to consider. First, if you're in the market to buy an at-home piece of equipment that offers virtual training or coaching, or you're thinking about signing up for one of these services, think about how often you'll actually use it. Notice I said how often you'll actually use it. Be realistic, not idealistic. It's your hard-earned money we're talking about here. Now, compare that to, say, a gym membership and hiring a personal trainer or coach. How will that cost out over the long term? Then compare the two. I also recommend trying before buying. Does a friend or family member already have some fitness equipment at home with these virtual training features, or have they already used a virtual training service? Will they let you try it out? What about signing up for just a few sessions with a personal trainer in person? Then compare which you liked better, which best suited your schedule, and so on. Then make your decision. All right, that'll do it for me for today. And don't forget, I'll be back here tomorrow for our usual Friday Q&A. So stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.